Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. From the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson, and we're going to be talking with Ben in just a minute.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back. Berkshire, Ben Olson in the studio. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Happy hump day.
Yeah, happy hump day. Been a while. I haven't seen you in over a month.
Yeah, your vacation looked amazing.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so glad.
That was pretty fun.
Back to the cold weather, huh?
Yeah, then we look outside here today, and we got some rain and snow and sleety kind of crap coming down. I'm supposed to go back to my hunting cabin tomorrow, so I'm hoping that this all works out
good. I hope so, too. I hope it was going to be dry a little bit longer for hunting season this year. And I really feel for the people mucking around out there.
Oh, I know. Elections last night.
Crazy.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
We're going to see what happens in 2024. Yeah. I mean, I guess we see what happens with these elections first. We still haven't got all the results. I wish we could just get them all on election day. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it would be nice. I know I'm not happy with the way our elections went in the Minnesota side, but
what do you do? So if you need to move, here is your tips, right? If you hate the state you're living in,
all right.
So I got some people who are moving all the way from Oregon to go to a little town called Whitman, North Dakota.
Okay.
Which is unincorporated, so it's not even a city anymore.
Oh, wow.
It's just basically a town called Whitman, which is, out in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
And they're buying about a 7-acre farmstead.
Okay.
With a Quonset and a ranch style house. And the house is, obviously from the 70s,
Yep.
Definitely looks like grandma's house, but overall, built really nice.
Sure.
In the basement, it has its own second apartment, basically.
Oh, okay.
So obviously they must have had a farmhand or somebody living there in the past. And I think the listing price for that was around $103,000.
Wow.
Right, so you're getting all this land, all this space,
all this privacy
for a really low price.
Yeah,
and so people, go into these deals and they think to themselves, "Wow, I'm getting a really good deal for $100,000 or even $200,000 for a nice rural property." But there's some tips that I think people need to know when they're going to buy rural properties that just makes the process a lot easier.
Okay,
and I kind of am drawing this from the experience that I just had with some of my clients who are moving from Oregon over here. But I guess the first thing is, you got to know about the financing, right? There's so many different ways to finance rural properties. One of the most popular ways is with a USDA loan.
Mm-hmm.
A USDA loan is a 0% down loan provided by the USDA and your lender. And what it does is it basically allows you to buy any type of rural property with zero down, then they charge you a funding fee on your loan, and then you're just able to get in without having to put a bunch of money down.
Sure.
And the reason they do this is because they want to encourage rural growth, right? They want to encourage people that if you live in the city of Grand Forks, which is not in USDA, you can move to East Grand Forks. That's USDA.
Sure.
Or anywhere in Polk County or rural Minnesota or rural North Dakota, anything outside pretty much of Grand Forks city limits.
Mm-hmm.
Could be eligible for a USDA loan.
Sure.
So that is something that I really think buyers can take advantage of. There really isn't many loans out there that you can do that zero down.
Nice.
The second one is, obviously having all your inspections. You have a well, you have a septic.
Oh, sure.
What happened with me recently is, of course, we always get the septic checked.
Mm-hmm.
I always recommend the seller or the buyer get it pumped either right away or request that it's pumped.
Because
if you make it, take it with you.
Sure.
That's kind of my opinion of it. So that just helps in the buying or selling process, get your septic tank pumped so that when there's an inspection, it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that kind of threw me for a curveball is that this lender that we're working with actually required a water test.
Oh.
So I never had to really worry about that before, because you figure, water, it's North Dakota, it's gonna be fine. So they actually made us check, and I think that's something that people don't really realize, is that in some cases lenders will make you test the water, will make you look at the septic, which is beyond what you'd have to do for a house in Grand Forks, right? You don't have to do water tests on something in Grand Forks.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some things that if you're going to do water test, don't overpay. People will charge you hundreds of dollars to go out there and take the test and return it for you. You can go to the Grand Forks Public Works public water department, which is just off Demers Avenue, south of the Amtrak station. And they will give you bottle samples. And then basically it's, I think $26 for the test.
Wow.
So those are something that, you know, for really low price and an easy way, you can basically, you know, get your water checked out and make sure it's a good place.
And, you know, more and more rural houses and stuff are getting rural water now.
Right.
I know I live in the country in Minnesota, and I have rural water, and I love it. I mean, I like it better than city water.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that's most people. And North Dakota really does have a really strong rural water project, and we have a lot of rural water going on. It's pretty unlikely that your only main source in rural properties is a well.
Yeah.
But if it is, it's just important to know. Like, you're probably going to have to get that tested if it's going to be your primary water source. Not that it's a bad thing, but it just is how it is. And so those are kind of the two like main things that I want to bring up as far as like the beginning of the transaction. Some things to think about really as you're going through it is, you know, what's your maintenance on the house going to look like? Right. If you're buying a home under USDA, it's probably going to be a certain condition where there's no broken windows, no chipped or peeling paint, no bad siding, no bad roofing. That is the same conditions as VA and FHA.
Sure.
And so what's going to happen is that they're going to go out, the appraiser's going to go out there and verify that the home's in decent shape. Well, your job is to make sure that it stays that way, right?
Yep.
So let's say you have a huge barn and that's part of your purchase, and you let the barn go after a few years. Well, that could affect your USD eligibility in the future.
Sure.
So my one thing is have a maintenance plan. You're going to have to take care of your snow. You're going to have to take care of your lawn. Sometimes the person who you may hire for your snow and your lawn can't get to you. I mean, especially your snow. You know, if you have to be at work at a certain time and you're expecting them to bail you out by a certain time, they may not be able to make
it.
If your driveway is a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really something to think about. You have to have a tractor. You have to have something that'll take care of that. I think some people kind of think of it as, oh, well, I'll just use a shovel.
I'll
just drive through it. No, you can't. There's some situations where you will not be able to do that.
No.
And especially for like these Oregonians who are coming over, it's like, did you know about the snow? You know, like, we got a lot of snow. Yeah. So just making sure that you have your bases covered with, you know, how are you going to maintain the property? If your window breaks, who's the closest person who could replace the window pane?
Sure.
You know, if something breaks on the siding, who's your local fix-it guy who can come over and slap that up for you and make it right?
Yeah. And you also got to, there's a whole different stuff, all kinds of different stuff you got to worry about in the country.
Well, you live out of town.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned your driveway, your snow, your lawn mowing. You also got to worry about the critters. You know, you got the deer and the coyotes and whatever else running around out there. So if you want to have a garden, you got to be careful with that. But, you know, I do not regret moving to the country one bit. I absolutely love it, but I kind of got the best of all worlds because I can actually deer hunt on my property, but I can make it to a liquor store in about 4 minutes.
See, so that's
perfect.
So I got
the best of all worlds.
And like, that's pretty much all of North Dakota. You know, that's where we're so lucky. You know, we live in a great part of the world, and even these guys moving to, you know, rural Nelson County.
Sure.
Nelson County is one of the least populated counties in North Dakota, but they're taking a leap of faith because they know they're going to get some peace and quiet.
Yeah, after leaving Oregon, I would think it would be awesome.
Yep. So they're going to load up their U-Haul and come all the way here, which is amazing. Another thing that I would recommend, too, for people when they're buying is you might need to do a survey, right? So let's say that a farmer is selling his parcel of land and they're subdividing out the house on the land. What I would recommend if you're the buyer is I would be the one to pay for the survey and order the survey. Right. If I was the buyer, I would make sure I'm the one doing the survey. I'm making sure, because once the survey is hired by the seller and you go by what the seller says, it's, you know, the survey can say whatever, but as long as it's on the seller, then that's how it goes. So that's one thing I recommend is that if you're going to do any type of selling or buying, you may want to have your own surveyor come out, especially if it's not parceled yet, to make sure that you're getting every square inch of the property that is advertised or that you're supposed to be buying. It's just really important to know because, again, in the future when you sell or if there's ever a dispute between, you know, let's say the person sells both parcels and you're in the middle and the farmer on the outside thinks that they're extra, they get an extra couple acres or not. So I think that those are all really important things for people to worry about. But obviously the pros are, you know, USDA, zero down. You're doing your own snow and lawn is really nice because you don't have to rely on other people, right? You probably don't have to go anywhere when it's negative 50 below and snowing out anyway, when you live somewhere out in the country. So there are some really good benefits, but these are just things that I think people need to look out for. Any type of financing that's going to get you into something with zero down, you should really look at how you can then buy down your interest rate. So, right. like, if there's any way that you can buy down your interest rate and do the 0% down loan, you should do that as well.
Now, are these Oregonians, are they retired?
No.
Oh, okay. No. They work from home.
Yep, yep. Some, okay. One of them works from home. I think the other one is going to try to find work around here.
Okay, because I was just going to say, if you're retired and you got to worry about all the snow and the lawn mowing and all that stuff, it's actually kind of fun then. But when you got to get to work and you're on a deadline and it's pressure to get it done because you don't have any time in the day, well, then it gets a little old. But
and that brings it back to where, you know, I know people who live in the country and they have a friend who has the big bobcat mm-hmm. or the big snow mover.
Sure.
And they just come on down the road and do yep. one pass through the driveway and it's all clear. And they go on yep. their way and it costs them, what, $30 or yeah. a case of beer every month right. or whatever.
Yep, yep.
And so those are things that people, I think, just need to think about. And also being friendly with your neighbors.
Yeah, and
don't be afraid. Like, don't be afraid to go up to your rural neighbors. They want to know you.
Yes, they do.
And even, you know, you may not all get along because you never get along with every neighbor. It's not how life goes. Uh-huh. But it's good to make sure that you're going out there and introducing yourself, becoming part of the community. People really like that.
Absolutely.
And honestly, it's part of what makes North Dakota really unique, and Minnesota too, yeah. is that you can really come from anywhere, and as long as you're digging our sort of lifestyle and you like things that are going on here, you'll fit in just fine.
Yeah, and it's always nice to get along with the neighbors if you can, because when you're gone, they can watch over your stuff. You know, where these people are moving, you probably don't have a lot of car traffic, a lot of automobiles driving around, but you notice when there's a car coming down your mile road, because it doesn't happen very often, but that's where it's nice. We've got three houses out where I live, and we all kind of watch each other's back, and if one of us is gone, the other one will pick up the slack. It's right. it works out really nice.
Right. And I don't know anywhere else in America where you can get that type of, mm-hmm. you know, really hometown feel, but then also be pretty much on your own. I mean,
right.
this farmstead is really on the edge of town. But when you look around, there's nothing. It's yeah. great. It's a really peaceful setting. And so I think
what is the nearest town?
The nearest town is probably Michigan.
Okay.
So it's north of Michigan, North yep. Dakota, basically.
Okay.
But I think that when you move out to a rural place, especially North Dakota, you're really making a huge commitment.
Mm.
And the commitment is, like we talked about, you know, the maintenance on the house and everything like that, but it's also the commitment of the lifestyle. I mean, you're going to be driving, you're going to be needing a vehicle to getting from place to place. You're going to have to plan ahead. If you're in Grand Forks and you're getting groceries, you're going to have to just make that part of your lifestyle.
Yep. Yep.
But I think that most people will find it really rewarding. And I think that as prices kind of level off here with interest rates, I think we're going to see a lot more rural properties come up at maybe a little bit more competitive rates, just because as so far as price goes, mm-hmm. people aren't going to be asking an arm and a leg anymore.
Right.
But I still, because it's not for everyone. I mean, mm-hmm. there's many people no. who would just rather not.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still a certain amount of people that are in the population that are going to want these homes. So if you're a seller, my advice is get working on those fixes.
Yeah.
Right. Make your homes USDA ready so that any buyer can walk in and buy a home, right? Can buy the home. Mm-hmm. Don't exclude it based on financing. I always tell my people, polish your dollar.
Yeah.
Make it look as nice as you possibly can to get everything out of it. I mean, within reason, obviously.
Sure.
And then just sell it. I mean, try to open it up for all the loan options, especially USDA, especially VA, especially FHA. They're going to make you fix it anyway. If you get a reasonable offer that's USDA, you shouldn't refuse that and take a lower conventional offer necessarily.
Right, right.
And one other thing that really helps when you keep up maintenance is the appraisal just goes so much smoother.
Sure.
Right. Especially yeah. for the seller, like the appraiser can go out there, walk around the yard, snap a few pics and get out mm-hmm. and just make their value and go on. They don't have to flag you for a broken window. They don't have to flag you for a dumb piece of broken siding or, you know, anything like that just really, really makes a difference and just causes you a lot less headache.
Right. So if somebody is thinking about buying a rural property and they want to find out anything more, how do they get a hold of realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson?
It's easy. Just call me on my phone, 701-318-2676.
Well, you have yourself a wonderful day, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I'll see you Friday.
Yeah, you'll see him.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
I'll be gone.
Oh, good.
All right. Hey, stay safe and stay warm out there, all right?
I will. You too.
All right, there you go. Your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. There you go. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. Always fun having Ben into the studio. And he'll be back again Friday morning at 10 o'clock or maybe even earlier. Hey, until then, have yourself a wonderful day.